Hello and welcome to, I'm a bit late in the day, I know, and considering we've got 10 minutes before the pre-orders go up, wow, what a fan stream we have had today already, my goodness. Yes, I'm here, Chris McLeod, Full Force, Newsburst Live, and we're going to be talking through my reactions, I guess, to the quite incredible fan stream we had at 11 a.m. EST earlier. My goodness, hello, a toy kind of mood. I'm glad I had my bagel and coffee. Well, good. I'm glad as well. I'm glad. I hope you're doing all right. Travis, I'm assuming it's Travis. But thanks for jumping on. And for anyone else who is joining, we will get stuck into the reveals because my word, there were loads, weren't there? So yes, earlier today, Hasbro Pulse YouTube channel broadcast the brand team of Emily, Lenny and Tony from the G.I. Joe brand team. And they basically discussed loads and loads of cool stuff. So we had name only reveals, we had digital renders that we hadn't seen before, we had pre-orders, so we saw the figures in there, you know, pre-orders that are going up in 10 minutes, by the way, for the next five figure wave, and a bunch of deluxe figures which we'll discuss obviously as we go along. So but yeah, let's get on with it, shall we? There are a lot of people who jumped in the chats. Hello guys. It's been amazing. Let's try and do this I'm not going to do it in 10 minutes, obviously, so you have to go away and do some pre-orders. That's totally understandable, but we are going to go through these because, my goodness, wow. Right then, without further ado, let's get on with it, McLeod. Yes, so we started off today, as I said, with Emily, Lenny and Tony on the brand team, chatting away about what was going to be coming, for the actual day's reveals. Now, a couple of things I will point out. There was no kind of discussion. There's a lot of topics that I think we've been kind of hoping to hear about. They obviously weren't going to mention anything about Corey's, leaving the team or anything. That was obviously never going to happen. But it was, I don't know what I expected with that, honestly. The other thing was there was no comics announcement. So maybe that's going to have to come soon in a separate, different way. This was effectively just a big classified kind of scenario. No O-ring discussion. There's no talk of O-ring. Who knows what's going on with that at the moment? I guess like it's kind of being kept alive by the G.I. Joe Transformers crossovers. But again, nothing on that yet. We didn't see the Thunder Machine that we know is kind of like round the corner. Lots of different things, really. Anyway, let's get stuck into what they did reveal. And first and foremost, we got three name reveals for the Classified series coming, soon-ish, I guess. Well, not soon, but like in the future. A lot more in the future than, any of the other things that we see. Quick Kick. So excited to hear that Quick Kick's joining the team. How cool is that going to be? So very excited to see Quick Kick join the Classified series. Big Boa is another one. And actually, Big Boa is one that we actually knew was in the in the works prior to the show going up. So that wasn't a surprise to me. But I am, again, like super excited that Big Boa is joining the Classified series. I can only imagine what they're going to start throwing in with him at that level, accessories and stuff. Obviously, you're going to have the gloved hands. You might even have, MMA glove kind of style hands and bare fists and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, really excited to see what they do with Big Boa. And, of course, Mutton Junkyard. What an amazing reveal that was. Name only, of course, at the moment. Now, as well as the name only, so that's great. I hope everyone's really excited about that. There's probably going to be a lot of comments going through, and I won't be able to get to all of them. I apologize, but I will try and get to as many as possible as we kind of go along, okay? has Naked HD not joined the chat yet? No, I don't think they have, thankfully. Right then, so that was the name only reveals, which is great and all cool, but there's not really much you can really get into on that. But I will, however, while I've got you at this moment, I will be doing deep dives on all three of those characters in the coming weeks. Okay, so we will do name only reveal deep dives on those. Then we got some amazing renders. Yes, how awesome does Tunnel Rat look? Oh, seriously. I very excited about this. Very excited for Tunnel Rat. Now, one thing I'll say right now, I will be watching the stream again, but I had it on my laptop, I had it on my phone. I was taking pictures with my phone and trying to upload those images. I didn't catch every single bit of information. So if there's some stuff that you guys are aware of that I don't pick up on, by all means, explain, or you know, put it in the comments and I'll see if I catch it. Now, a couple of things. I love the fact that the flashlights are included and they go into the backpack. I did hear that he said that. So the flashlights do go into the backpack, or the torches, however you want to say it. But yeah, that's very, very cool. I love the camo on his arms and on his face. It's very vintage inspired, but my goodness, it's so awesome. Night vision goggles there. I wonder if that's a hint towards a Night Force version. Did he mention Night Force, by the way? I'm sure I heard something Night Force in the background while I was listening to that. I don't know if you kind of referenced it or not. I don't know. But maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But anyway, if so, that would be cool, wouldn't it? But yeah, you got the pistol there, you got the knife, you got the machine gun and the backpack, like everything you expect with Tonora, and the satchel as well across his chest. He's also got I think the bandolier secondary, and I think another secondary with where the pistol goes in as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on there, and the knife goes in the sheath on the thigh. So that's dope. Yeah, Tunnel Rat and Big Ben, again, it looks sweet together. Yes, Travis, I agree on that. Talking Joe says the goggles are nice and a bit of a nod to some comics appearances. Yes, you're right. Absolutely. Chris says, so much good stuff showing off today. I know, Chris. It's been, Doherty, I know it's been crazy, hasn't it? Talking Joe said Lenny found his old Night Force Tunnel Rat in his basement. Thank you for that. I thought I heard Night Force Tunnel Rat. And because of that, I'm just kind of thinking we're going to get a Night Force Tunnel Rat at some point. That's got to happen, hasn't it? What else have we got? Yeah, okay, so that was the first render. Very, very excited about that. Robert H is saying, shocked that Tunnel Rat isn't in the Tiger Force line first. Yes, but, I mean, he's probably going to be in the Tiger Force line, isn't he, as well? I mean, they're going to repaint him. You get almost guarantee it. Almost guarantee it. And I'm be very excited if they do that, definitely. Okay, so next up, and following Tunnel Rat, who'd have thought there'd been an even cooler figure shown off today, honestly? Firefly, his kind of original vintage styling now in the Classified series. And I think a lot of people were very excited about this. Personally, I've said this before, and I will die on this hill. I love that first version of Firefly in the Classified series. I think he's awesome. Excuse me. I think it's awesome. So, but having seen this, great. More the merrier, please. J. Combs 1, I will be getting to that much later in the stream. We'll do it in order, but I see what you're saying. I will get to that in a moment. That is a very interesting point, though, definitely. Yes, so Firefly, love, again, night vision goggles, but slightly different to Tunnel Rats, right? Yeah, they are different to Tunnel Rats. Who'd have thought, right, reusing tooling? Nah, you're right, we'll just do new ones for Firefly. Obviously, he's got the kind of bandolier cross-strap secondary thing going on. He's got the pistol, he's got the submachine gun, the knife, that kind of little, bomb-laying kind of remote control vehicle, which is really neat as well. Another nice, you know, like we've had the kind of flying drone with the first version. We've had multiple other, some impressive, cool little accessories. And this one is just another addition, I think, to those really cool accessories. Yeah, very nice. Ray Murphy has said, another version of Beachhead coming with that SMG? It's possible, isn't it, Ray? It's very possible. They'll probably do it, but then give him a different, give him another version of that rifle, another mold, just because they like doing that. And the backpack looks really cool as well. Again, I didn't pick up a lot of details on this one. They don't usually give out loads of information on the digital renders, but he may have said some stuff about the accessories, about the backpack, and I just didn't catch it because I was, again, so frantically busy trying to upload images. It was just such a pain. And sorry for getting on so late. 2 minutes now, guys. 2 minutes warning for the pre-orders on that. he says, looking himself. No, I've kind of, I'm almost kind of given up on the pre-order side of things, honestly. You just get it when I get it, I guess, later on. But that said, let's move on to the next one. So Firefly, very, very awesome addition. And then moving on, we have Lowlight. Oh, before we go on, let's look at Sorry, another comment. To bring up Tiger Force again, I'll get that wreckage, but still Firefly. Don't own him twice. Yeah, I'd probably go for Wreckage though, Robert H. I'd love that. I'd love a Wreckage repaint of that Firefly. Anyway, yeah, sorry. Low Light is the next one. He says, trying to do all of this annoying stuff at the same time. Yes, so Low Light. This, again, loads of gear, actually. Loads more gear than, again, I'd known about this figure in, like, coming for a while, and wasn't sure exactly how much gear he was going to get, but the fact he gets the backpack, he gets the kind of like the sniper rifle that goes in the kind of like, very much like the Pursuit of Cobra version. He's also got the knife and then that other little kind of machine gun. And of course, you don't have, this is annoying. Why is it doing this now? Anyway, you don't have like loads of kind of gear that the Pursuit of Cobra version came with, but he does come with a decent amount for a standard release. So that's a bonus for me because I was a little concerned. I was kind of thinking, oh, I wonder if, you know, we're going to get like, I'm having a lot of trouble here trying to sign into things. Yes. I wonder if we're going to get like, a figure that's going to have a decent amount of gear for a standard version. But that isn't the case. Like he comes with quite a lot, and yeah, he doesn't have like the situation going on like the Pursuit of Cobra one did, where it was quite crazy, and it just, you know, it was like the little bullet and the little bullet box and all that kind of stuff. There's none of that kind of stuff, but he is getting a fairly decent amount of stuff there, so I'm quite happy with that. Next up, we also have Shadow Tracker. Oh my goodness, really like this update on him. And he's got like a glowing green kind of mask. He's got like a skull mask as well. And then he's got his kind of standard default kind of thing going on. Just phenomenal. Yeah, very cool stuff. Okay, it's 1 o'clock now. Just a heads up that I would expect very soon the G.I. Joe pre-orders to be going up on there. Worth kind of keeping an eye out. I'm just doing a refresh to see if everything is going up at the moment. I'm actually just going to click on Hasbro Pulse exclusives because I think that's the only one that is going to be kind of worth maybe pre-ordering on that side, because obviously you've got Snow Job and the female Cobra Trooper and Officer were both that. We'll get to those in a moment, obviously. But Shadow Tracker, what do you guys think of that beauty? Again, like it comes with that nice compound bow. That's new. Kind of axe, the kind of, is that the cookery knife? Or it looks like it's a kind of variation on that anyway, but a very interesting kind of bladed weapon. And then obviously the quiver with the arrows in it as well. Very nice. Excuse me. I guess as well, he's got the kind of dreads, but like in the back. So that'd be, yeah, I think, yeah, one's hanging down the front as well, isn't it? Yeah, I've seen these probably not enough to do any sort of kind of like in-depth detailed kind of look at everything. Serpentor is available again on Pulse, apparently, says Highly Articulated. Go check it out. Brilliant. It's up, says J. Combs one. I can't find them and I don't know why. They're not coming through for some reason on my Pulse page, so maybe we go to Facebook and have a look and see. Let's just click on there. No, it doesn't actually have a link. Brilliant. Well, anyway, just so you know, it appears that they're up, but I can't find them. I'm going to go on new and see if anything's popped up on there. Oh, here we are. There they are. Yep, cool. So we've got the Valkyries. I like the name of that. Let's move. Let's go. Let's keep going. But anyway, everything's up. I just had a look and it's now up there. If you just go to new arrivals, everything is right there. If it's not coming up on the front screen. Now, we've got the images and like the actual figures, physical product in hand of a number that was it the next five figure wave. And my goodness, Copperhead looks phenomenal, doesn't he? Absolutely phenomenal. So much better than I thought he was going to be. When I saw the digital render, I was like, eh. But then seeing him like this, I mean, beautiful product imagery. But then I think he looks good and he looks right. I'm kind of, again, I'm doing that thing where I'm trying to do two things at the same time. This always happens, doesn't it? Always the way on these days. And apologies as well. Like I would have gone on so much sooner. But it was one of those situations where having to get all these images in up and everything, just it was a nightmare. Right then, I think we are yeah, I think we're good here. Right. So next up, Cophead physical figure. And again, in hand, just looks absolutely sensational. Very, very excited, again, with this particular figure. And the deco looks really good. Just in general, like, I think he looks right, kind of bulky as well. I've noticed there's not as many comments at the moment because everyone is probably on this particular scenario right now, which makes me laugh quite considerably. Yeah, okay, so Copperhead, nice one. I'm also just going to hurry up and get this sorted. Okay. Simples. Copperhead, what do you guys think? No one's, like I said, I don't mind asking people because everyone's kind of rushing off trying to frantically pre-order stuff, which is hilarious, isn't it? Well, anyway, when you come back, you can let me know what you think of Copperhead. I think he looks fantastic. We also got Bazooka finally. Now, yeah, this has been one of those things, again, where we've known about this Bazooka standard colorway for so long. But again, couldn't say anything. And it was more of a case of, you know, like, when are they going to bring this out? When is he actually going to kind of join the team? And then obviously we did find out when they did the digital renders, and it was like, okay, cool. That, you know, that makes sense. And then finally, like, because I think he was actually intended for a much earlier release. That's why I mean, we've known about him for so long. And then the digital renders kind of popped up, and then he popped up in, like, you know, the wave kind of formats. People kept asking me, who's Palas? And I'm like, well, it's Bazooka. But like that, they didn't change that with, like, all the others had like their names shown, and they're Shipwreck, Rock and Roll. They were all like known in the listings, but Bazooka was Palas, and we'd known that for some time. And there he was, boom. And he looks really good. Obviously he's in his red jersey this time, looks fantastic. I love the fact that they gave him this, like a couple of different I don't know what you call them, like bazooka rockets, bazooka bazookas. Maybe they're the bazooka, I don't know. But they gave them like different decos on two of them. One of them's got the kind of like the crash test dummy that they mentioned, which I think is really fun, in that yellow. And then the other one has like something else on it. And I couldn't quite hear what he said. And it looked like, oh, I see now. It's like a little mouth, isn't it? He said teeth, didn't he? And I'm like, I don't understand what he means. I just thought it was battle damaged. I thought it was broken or something. And then now I see this image. I see that it's almost like the little tiger mouth on the Tiger Force things, which is great. Which would have made more sense on the Tiger Force bazooka, wouldn't it? Would it not? I suppose you can just switch them around. It doesn't make any difference. But surely, RPG. Thank you, Mr. Cheeseburger. I should have called it that. Everything's up there, I believe. Everything is, I noticed on Pulse, if people are having trouble. But yeah, everything seems about. I went in exclusives, they were all there. So yeah, cool. I went into new arrivals and they were all there. So yeah. Next up then we have, why am I saying next up? I haven't finished with Bazooka yet. Beautiful product images, absolutely beautiful product images. And this is another fun one as well, of him kind of like loading up his bazooka. And then the actual physical figure. Now, I took the worst picture there, didn't I? Like, not actually showing his front. But you can kind of get, I mean, you've seen what Bazooka looks like. We've just seen some beautiful images of him. We know what he looks like. And from the back as well, you can see the little mouth on one of the one of the little RPGs. That's really, really fun. Again, just Bazooka. We all know what we're dealing with there. Next up, this blew me away. Genuinely blew me away. Torpedo looks phenomenal, like almost like a low-key favorite now. Just looks sensational, like loaded up, he just looks brilliant. I love the deco, I love all the gear he comes with, the shots as well, the product shots of him coming out of the water there look just so crazy good. And then these shots underwater as well of him, just beautiful. And like I did notice as well that Lenny was flexing the flippers. And he was saying that, you know, these are going to be of a softer material. And that was clear. Looked absolutely phenomenal. And again, beautiful water shots as well. Just great stuff. And then obviously the physical figure, even better in hand. And then, you know, took the mask and the breather off, and it was nice and smooth, and oh, just great, great stuff. So, yeah, that was Torpedo. Stephen Kelly says, oh, looks like no snow job in Europe. That's weird. Maybe, well, Snowjob isn't a Pulse exclusive, but still, you should get in the UK and Europe. Shouldn't you be getting all of the figures through Pulse anyway? Interesting. I don't know why. Again, if it's sold out, you'd still be able to see the actual figure on the website. So I don't know what that's about. Maybe I'll have to pose that question to Emily later and see if she can get back to us on that. But yeah, anyway, Torpedo, sensational. And I love that deco. He looks so good. For something that is, like, you know, just black and gray. And then you've got all the, but it's, I think it's just all the gear and the way he looks and the way, it's just brilliant. So fantastic. Very happy with how Torpedo came out. Very, very happy. Then, of course, we had Shipwreck as well, Shipwreck and Polly. And again, I think these, they just came out so good. Again, the renders never do them justice. The renders are good, but they're like, sometimes you see them and you're like, yeah, okay. But then, bang, you see these images and you see the figure, the product physically, and you're just like, oh, this is next level. So, yeah, this is what I get the same feeling here with Shipwreck. Again, the tattoo tampos came out really well. The shoulder tampos are really cool as well. And he did mention they did some changes on his chevrons and added some other kind of detailing on there as well, which is kind of cool. And again, like, his hair looks good as well in that shot without the hat, you know, the hairpiece change, which is great as well. And he hooks the little anchor hooks on his side there, which is really neat. The pistols, again, just, it's just dope. And Polly looks kind of cool. Again, Polly's pretty simple, isn't she, really? It's just effectively just a one-piece piece of, you know, plastic, isn't it? It's not like anything crazy special like Freedom. I hope in the future, maybe if they do another Shipwreck and Polly, if we could get Polly in a different pose, that'd be kind of cool. So then you've got, like, multiple options with your Pollys. That would be great. And also, yeah, another great shot there of him hanging off that, like, a chain, using as well his actual anchor, which is fun. Chain does not come with the figure, of course. But I really like that little addition as well. Very, very dope. And the actual physical figure, as I said before, looks sensational. Yeah, there's a lot more extra paint on Polly. Absolutely, says Captain K, 023. Yes, they definitely did. He did say that there were a lot of paint apps on Polly. So that is a bonus, definitely. But again, I don't know if it's too much to ask for an articulated Polly. I suppose the size does kind of really hinder a lot of that. I know Polly does have a peg leg as well, but we knew that from the render before as well. That's not anything new on that one. But yeah, really, really awesome. And again, he looks great, doesn't he, as a physical figure? I like the little rat that he comes with as well. That's his hair. Cool. Rock and roll. This is one where I know a lot of people had some issues with the digital render, but I see this rock and roll and I'm like, damn. It looks phenomenal. I love the tats. I love the kind of that hand they gave him, the kind of rock and roll, you know, rock and roll horns. Just brilliant. The helmet looks really cool. The machine gun's dope. Obviously the bipod on it as well. The bullet belt looks cool, the way he holds it as well. Just a phenomenal looking figure. Again, the deco really pops as well. Really, really nice stuff. Sorry, we're getting... I'm just going to ask if someone can deal with that. It might be a simple scenario. I'm just going to bear with me 2 seconds. No worries. It's all good. Right. So, yeah, then obviously you've got this shot here with him holding the machine gun and kind of like, again, like the tattoo on show just looks phenomenal again. And then is that like a little walkie-talkie he's got? I think it is, isn't it? It's his little walkie-talkie. Very, very awesome stuff. Matt, it's all kicking off here today. Just explosions and all sorts going on. But yeah, rock and roll. Just absolutely. I think they really nailed it with this deco. I think he looks phenomenal, genuinely, and really happy that they went with this kind of style at the end of the day. I think just brilliant. So that is, I think, rock and roll. Yeah, and then we've got, obviously, again, another great shot of the tattoos. And we've got the physical figure right there as well, which is just great. So, and I didn't even notice on the back of his belt, he's even got the cantina, and that's where his walkie-talkie goes. There's so much cool stuff with this figure. Really, really, really happy with how he turned out. Just great. So that's rock and roll. And then we got these, didn't we? The deluxe figures. So Dumas Pet, as we know, was Scrap Iron with his pet, which is an articulated rocket launcher, and is just wow. Now the tracks, the treads don't rotate or anything, don't move, but the treads, there is an articulation there, so you can have it looking like it's kind of going over terrain, which is pretty cool. And honestly, I didn't expect it when I heard this was going to be happening. I didn't expect it to have working treads because the size of it, obviously. Now it is big, but it's not big enough, I don't think, to really do that kind of intricacy on four separate elements. And that said, I still think it turned out really, really awesome. The blast effects look crazy good with it. There they are. Look, Scrap Iron himself as well. Like, damn. Like, there's so much going on in this set. There's so much cool stuff going on in this set. And then, of course, you have this really gnarly head sculpt as well. He's got kind of like a faux hawk. He's got a huge kind of like huge scar down the side of his face on that side, which is kind of taken out by the look of it, one of his eyes. A lot of like character and personality in that head as well. Really, really happy with these figures look so much better than their digital renders. And again, we got the physical figure shown off as well. The blast effects look great, don't they? Really, really kind of brand new, different additions to the line, which is kind of cool as well. And on top of that, Bazooka can utilize one of the blast effects. How brilliant is that? I'm so happy that that's the case, because I was almost expectant that, you know, Bazooka might come with like one little rocket with a little kind of like tail on it, just a little one for the actual figure, the standard release. So the fact that they've done this as well, it looks amazing, doesn't it? It looks so good. And you can maybe even, if there's like a back blast as well, isn't there, like an exhaust one, I'm sure there is. Maybe it's not on this, maybe it's on something else I'm thinking of. Maybe you can do like a bit like an exhaust port kind of thing going on off on the back as well, because that would be kind of, that would be perfect then, wouldn't it? Anyway, very, very cool. Very cool stuff. Then we got the female Cobra and Officer 2-pack. And this was, again, some nice little reveals in this one, in that the backpack carries a lot of the rifles and the gear. That is kind of fun. I'm glad they added that with the backpacks. And also, it is tan, it's not gold, even though the digital renders did look a little bit shiny and gold, didn't they? That's the kind of tan for the officer, and then the black straps and secondaries for the trooper. And you can switch the heads around and change the heads and all that kind of good stuff. So there's lots of different options you can go with there. Excuse me, they look great as well. Brand new build as well, they said, completely new. So that's, again, another win. And then we these more beautiful product shots. Now, we're in the snow now, and we're getting to some interesting territory soon with the snow. But again, you see more shots there of the posability of the figures, and of course the gear that they come with, and the blast effects, including the smoking one on the pistol there. Really, really cool stuff. And then I love this shot. And again, kind of like showing you lots of different versions, lots of different ways you can kind of have your team if you get multiples and so on and so forth, and how you can utilize the blast effects in different ways. And it's just a great shot. I love it. Very, very awesome. Now, we're in the snow, and I'm guessing they'll utilize them in the snow, because the next one, why do I keep doing that when I haven't finished this one? This is the physical figures, obviously, and all the gear they come with. In the studio, and then also this shot at the back, I was just showing how the gear affixed to the backpack as well, which is kind of cool. So there we go. That's the female Cobra Trooper and Officer. Again, very excited for those. Now, as I said before, it's already happened, so they're already available for pre-order, and we've talked about it as it's happened, so I'm going to have some useless images at the end. but then we got Snowjob. Oh my goodness. Now, the thing about Snowjob was, on the digital render, I genuinely thought, I was a little kind of like, oh, I'm not 100% on the gray. Like, I think it might be a little bit too prominent. But then looking at these images and the figure, it's really subtle. So it's like white and then off-white more than white and gray. So the digital render kind of didn't really explain, doesn't really show you that in the image. But on this figure, he is great. What a load of gear he comes with. So look at him using his ski poles in that image as well to prop his sniper rifle up. Just phenomenal. I'm getting to that, Jake Holmes. Trust me, I'm getting to that. Give me a minute. And Todd as well, I'm getting to that bit. So we got some beautiful product imagery, including these shots as well. Showing again the different ways that all his gear can be carried, his skis, his ski shoes, his poles, all of the rifle goes in there as well. Just phenomenal. Different head usage and all that kind of good stuff. And I definitely have to, I will say again, the gray and the white looks great on this figure, the way it is in reality. Very, very excited. Then this is shown on screen. For like 2 seconds, I want to say. Now, it was definitely meant to be shown. They wouldn't have lined this up and it been an accident. I think they are genuinely trying to do a cheeky leak here. A cheeky leak or a cheek. No, a cleek. A chleek? Anyway, Arctic Bat. There you go. Look in the background. Holding snow. And I think, yeah, they're both Arctic Bats, aren't they? That one on the left, though, has got some other gear going on. Like, maybe it's just the front panel is like a different, maybe it's the exposed kind of like, you take the Cobra symbol panel off and you've got that. But anyway, wow, huh? Yeah, Arctic Bats. I mean, that's definitely happening. There's no way they just customized those and threw them in the background. That has to be coming. I'm sorry. And it was either an error on their part for showing it or a cheeky little like, ooh, what do you think? What, you know, like almost like, let's see if anyone notices kind of vibe. But everyone noticed, by the way, Hasbro. Everybody noticed. So I love the fact that they showed, again, and what a great head sculpt as well Snowjob has. Again, you can see the gray is a little more prominent on that shot there. But again, I think it works really well with the figure and the way that all the gear is on there, the brown gear as well. It kind of really breaks it up nicely. So yeah, it definitely turned out way better, I think, than I thought the digital renders were. So yeah, just phenomenal. Doom Disaster, have they announced a Snow Serpent? They've definitely revealed they're doing a Snow Serpent Doom, but we haven't seen any images of a Snow Serpent yet. But they have definitely revealed that they're doing Snow Serpents, yes. I don't know why, sorry Gaz, I don't know why Snowjob isn't on Hasbro UK yet or at all. I don't know why. But I think this is either a fun tease or a bit of an error. But either way, very, very cool. Cool, get it? Pun? No, I'm kidding. Literally. The last shot, obviously, was the gear that he comes with. Kind of, I like how it's, you know, thrown about a little bit on the snow. Very nice kind of touch there. And again, you can kind of see how the things are fixed to that bloody awesome backpack. You've got the skis there and the snowshoes both on there at the same time. The poles go on there. The rifle slots in there too. So he can carry all of his major gear on his backpack. And there's obviously the pistol and the knife and everything go in all the other places. On his body, so just wow, and there you go, there's the figure. Phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Did I say knife? He might come with a knife. I'm not sure. I don't think he does, actually. It might just be the pistol goes in the holster. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I can't remember if there was a knife in there. Maybe not. You'd think he'd need one though, being in the snow, just in general. That would come in handy. But awesome, just awesome. Great figure. Now, they also showed this, and no one mentioned this, no one talked about it on the stream that I'm aware of, the kind of almost like aesthetic change for the figures boxes, the packaging. They look really good. I really like this idea of doing like the is it like almost like the figure, physical figure on the front, but then with the artwork to it, and then a little bit of showing like the accessories it comes with. on like a strip. I quite like that. I think it's kind of neat. I'm kind of enjoying how they're doing that. So again, it might mean they're going to be changing the artwork on it, maybe making it a little more uniform by the looks of things as well, because the actual artwork is all very kind of specific to the figure, as you notice, but also very similar across the board. So it looks like they're kind of tying the artwork together now in more formal kind of setting. Either way is a really cool thing. I do hope they continue with that classified art series thing, though. I do think that needs to happen, and we need to get like a big book on all of the art that we've seen so far. But I really do like the packaging kind of switch up on that. It kind of makes it really fun. Alternatively, though, it is going to be changing, and then therefore changing what we've got going on already. You still get the numbers on the side, but it's not in the same style, so that might upset some people. No mural on the side, did you say? That's interesting. Because the art's changing to what it looks to me like a more formulaic style, like a head kind of like chest kind of area. I think I did see one on the side, and it did look like there was that artwork on the side still. So maybe I'm wrong on that one, but I did see that on the side on one of them. I know some people are saying that it's sad if the big picture, you know, not seeing the whole artwork is going to change. Obviously, but Bazooka's still in the old style there. You can see that. They probably, again, like I said, he was supposed to come out ages ago. So it's not surprising that his packaging doesn't match, but he's still coming out in that wave. It's going to be one for the history books, that, isn't it? but anyway, a pre-order's already up for these, by the way. We are 25 minutes into pre-orders. So apologies if you've been waiting for me to tell you when the pre-orders are going to be starting. But I did say, as we got to that point, that they were out. And also, we had... Yeah, so you can see the mural on the side there, look, slightly, I guess. It's the same image from the front, but bigger. So that's the Snow Job packaging. He's 67, so that's interesting. That'll fill some gaps, I imagine, for those doing the checklists. And we also had the box and the artwork for Scrap Iron. Again, very, very cool. 74 he is. That's awesome. For anyone that cares about that. And again, like it's cool to see. We speculated that the helmet was removable when we saw the I forget what it's called, the renders. And lo and behold, it is. And he's got an amazing head sculpt underneath. And of course, the female Cobra officer and trooper two-pack, or the Valkyrie two-pack. I love that. Cobra Valkyries. Nice. 68 is a number on that one. And again, you can see the artwork again on the side there and at the front. But yeah, interesting. Interesting. Very, very much so. I mean, crazy good day for reveals. Not like, I'll do a quick summary or recap. But before I do so, let's just quickly switch viewpoints again, yeah, as I like to do. Booyah. Yes. Coming to the end of the show now. So I thought we would... are they all sold out? My goodness. Is that the... is everything sold out? Because that's impressive. Or is it just the Valkyries? I'll have a quick look to see what the dealio is. Or will I? Oh, I love the... I hadn't seen that initially, but I like that little maneuverage. That's nice. It's Snow Joke. Beautiful. No, still available for pre-order. All of them are on here, apparently. Oh, Serpentor's sold out. I see. Sorry. Serpentor was up and is now sold out. Apologies. Everything else is still available. And we're, 28 minutes in? At least it's not, one of those target scenarios that we've had in the past. Okay, so what an amazing day. What were your favorites, guys? Let me know in the comments. The summary that I was going to say. Name only reveals included Quick Kick, Big Boa, and Mutton Junkyard finally. So all those people that have been screaming for Mutton Junkyard will be getting him and will be getting them very soon. I'm excited to see how they do Junkyard. Obviously, it's going to be timber levels of articulation. So I'm very excited about that. And Mutt as well. That's going to be cool with the his own muzzle as well. And I wonder if they'll do muzzles and stuff and things like that for Junkyard. Who knows? I'll see what the deal is. What else did we get? That was those. So yeah, quick kick and out bat and big bow as well. Very excited to be getting those in the classified series. Then we had the digital reveals, digital render reveals of Tunnel Rat, Firefly, and I had it then and then lost it. Tunnel Rat, Firefly, Shadow Tracker, and the other one, Lowlight. How did I forget that? So yeah, some great upcoming digital renders for those as well. So they look great. But also, let's also take into consideration that, my God, don't they look better in reality when they finally come out with the product images and the actual figures in hand. They look so, so good when that happens. So I'm kind of semi extra excited to see those digital renders in kind of reality. I think that's going to be phenomenal. Diana says Lowlight looks sweet. He did, didn't he? Very sweet. No, look very cool. Excited for him. Matt says he cannot wait for Quick Kick and Mutton Junkyard. Slave says so excited for the Valkyrie Troopers. Ed says Tunnel Rat render gives me all the smiles. Cobra Lar is into Shadow Tracker. Absolutely, Shadow Tracker is fire, definitely. Ryan says, when Emily and Lenny called Junkyard a good boy, my heart skipped a beat. Absolutely. Joe says, can't wait to get the name only reveals, Mutton Junkyard and Quick Kick. I may pass on Big Boa, though. How dare you? Hasbro is brilliant today. It was, wasn't it? What a great, worth the wait, in my opinion, as well. excuse me. Outback Stew says, rock and roll. Cobra Lar says, rock and roll's hand tattoo is awesome. Joe Barrett says the digital render figs are going to be epic. Diana also loves Scrap Iron, his pet rocket launcher. Both amazeballs, in my opinion. Diana as well, yes. less said about Falcon the better on that one, Matt. He looked better in his render somehow than in reality. And even in the render, I think people were a little bit like, huh? Ed says, surprised that the render shows Lowlight's jacket is his torso sculpt. The ab crunch is baked into the design. I should be looking at that and showing it on screen, but we've already gone to the end of the show, Ed, so I'll have a look at that and get back to you. Kofi says, all the releases were solid this time around. It's found its feet, I think, classified. It's like, you know, it had those like issues initially, obviously through the pandemic as well, but then it had, you know, kind of got, it didn't really get a rhythm going. And then you got to that point where you thought there was a rhythm and then loads of things kind of changed again. And now I feel like there might be back in, like this might be the beginning of that rhythm again. And we'll get into like a nice kind of thing where it's like, and you know, it was a lot, I mean, it was still a lot to take in, wasn't it? A lot to pre-order too. Matt says, I wish they would have shown Lowlight's face without the goggles. Yes, but you know they always do this with digital renders. They want to kind of save some stuff for the actual official reveal. So yeah, we'll get there. We'll definitely get there. Ed's gonna what? You're gonna wipe Rock and Roll's tattoos off? How dare you? I thought they looked really good, honestly. Clothesline Media is in a similar boat, but he doesn't like the khaki torso on the Rock and Roll, so you're gonna customize it a little bit. Totally up to you on that one. I think I saw it and I was just like, oh my god, I love what they've done with it. Cobra Lars, I'll say it again, G.I. Joe is currently the best line of figures Hasbro has. They are really good though, aren't they? The classified line is sensational. Outback Stew wants Fast Draw. Well, you might have to wait for that one. Ryan Daly says, and now that they snuck Arctic Bats into the Snowjob photo, I'm sad we didn't see an eel in the background of Torpedo's pictures. You never know. You never know, Ryan. We'll get eels. You know we will. Eels up inside ya. What are we talking about? Robert H says, may skip Lowlight for the Marauders repaint. Don't know how have time to think about it. Yeah, I'm going to get both. If they ever do a Marauders repaint, I'm having both of those. We did already talk about Arctic Bats in the Snowjob photos. We did and showed pictures of them on screen For those that missed it, you'll just have to go back and check this from the beginning. I'm going to bring it to a close there today, though, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you and talking everything Hasbro reveals today from the Reaction Fan Stream. I'll be chatting in a bit more detail about this with I've talked you into Big Boa Joe already. How did I do that? I didn't say anything. I literally didn't say anything. He thought, okay, brilliant. I'm glad you're getting him. I just shamed you into it, is what I did, I think. But yeah, that was easy, Joe, trying to get you to buy that. Anyway, yeah, so I'll be back to talk about this in more depth with Pat on the weekly, hopefully next week, if hopefully this coming Saturday. If you can't join us, I'll see if we can squeeze someone else in, but we'll find out. Like I said, we're going to be doing name only reveal deep dives on Quick Kick, Big Boa, and what was the other one? Mutton Junkyard. How did I forget that? So I'll be doing deep dives on those in the coming weeks. They take a little while to kind of get together, but we'll be doing those definitely. And we've got another monthly that's going to be happening this month, probably next week. But that's going to be fun. We're going to be talking, I believe, Super 7 Ultimates on the monthly, just to kind of like tie in with current things. It's hard to do in it with a monthly because by the time you get round to it and record it and edit it and everything, it's like not really current or topical anymore. But we'll definitely get into more chat and deep dives about what we've seen today throughout the week as well. So I'll hopefully see you for more news bursts in the week as well. But that's it for me. I had an absolute stonker of a morning with Hasbro today. Brilliant, brilliant reveals. Hope you guys enjoyed it as well. And I'll see you on the next one. You know what to do at the end of all these videos, guys. After 3, 1, 2, 3, full force Antarctic Bats. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.